This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world is adopting the vision of fashion for environment and empowerment, and India can lead the way in this regard. He pointed out that sustainability has always been an integral part of Indian textiles tradition, citing examples like khadi, tribal textiles, and the use of natural dyes. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said India's traditional sustainable techniques are now being enhanced with cutting-edge technologies, benefiting artisans, weavers, and millions of women associated with the industry. The Prime Minister said the government aims to increase the textile exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. An earthquake of magnitude 4 hit New Delhi and several parts of northern India early this morning. According to the National Centre of Seismology, the origin time was 5:36 hours and the epicentre was located at a depth of 5 kilometres near Delhi. No immediate damage to properties or loss of life has been reported. Director of the National Centre for Seismology, Om Prakash Mishra, told Akashvani that the epicentre of the earthquake was at Dhola Kuan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged everyone to stay calm and follow safety precautions. In a social media post, Mr. Modi forewarned the citizens to stay alert for possible aftershocks and assured that the authorities are keeping a close watch on the situation. In a social media post, the Delhi police informed the citizens to dial 112 for any emergency help. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railway, in its statement, said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. In addition, the deployment of the Railway Protection Force and Government Railway Police Forces in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. To further assist the devotees, 5 additional Mahakumbh Mela special trains have been scheduled for today. Passengers can contact the railway helpline at 139 for any inquiries or assistance during the ongoing rush. In Jammu and Kashmir, a brief exchange of fire took place along the line of control in Gulpur sector of Poonch district when an army post came under fire from a forested area of Pakistan yesterday. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that as per the reports, the firing, believed to be sniper shot aimed at the army soldiers, took place yesterday. The soldiers retaliated and the exchange of fire lasted for a very brief period. There was no reports of any damage on this side. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will be on a 2-day state visit to India from today. During the visit, Sheikh Tamim will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement, the visit of the Emir of Qatar will provide further momentum to the growing multifaceted partnership. The South Korean government has temporarily suspended the local service of the Chinese artificial intelligence app DeepSeek over concerns about its data collection practices. The Personal Information Protection Commission said the service was suspended on Saturday, stating it will resume after the app complies with local data protection laws. The decision follows multiple government agencies blocking access to DeepSeek due to concerns over its data management practices. Indian benchmark indices opened lower amid mixed global cues. Both Sensex and Nifty 50 dropped over 0.5% in early trade today. At 11 a.m., Sensex was trading 172 points or 0.23% lower at 75,766, while the Nifty declined by 58 points or 0.25% to 22,871. In hockey, the Indian men's hockey team earned their first points in the AFIH Pro League with a 2-0 win over Spain in Bhubaneswar last evening. In the women's match, India lost 1-2 in a shootout to England after a 2-2 draw in regulation time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.